Welcome to this podcast, Grace for All, produced by members of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. It is our hope that these brief daily devotions will bring you comfort and peace. Thank you for listening.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Psalm 46, verse 10. I'm a big fan of the movie Groundhog Day. I've seen it a couple of dozen times, and it's tradition in our house to watch it on February 2nd every year. In the movie, weatherman Phil Connors, played by Bill Murray, gets stuck reliving the same day over and over again in the small Pennsylvania town of Punxsutawney, the home of the famous groundhog Punxsutawney Phil. At first, Connors spends countless loops of the same day frantically trying to escape his situation. He schemes and manipulates and forces outcomes, getting more desperate with each failed attempt. He tries to control everything and everyone around him, exhausting himself in the process. Fair warning, spoilers ahead. His real transformation begins when he finally stops fighting against his circumstances and accepts his current situation. Instead of frantically trying to get somewhere else, he starts using the time to learn to play the piano, read poetry, and genuinely serve others. He becomes present in each moment rather than always trying to escape to the next one. The breakthrough comes not when he figures out how to leave Punxsutawney, but when he stops trying to leave at all. Be still. The word in Hebrew is rapha, which literally means to let go, to release your grip, to stop striving. It's the opposite of everything our culture tells us to do. We're supposed to hustle, optimize, and never stop moving. The idea of being still feels almost rebellious. This psalm is not written for people lounging by a peaceful lake. The verses preceding this describe earthquakes, mountains collapsing into the sea, and nations in uproar. The psalmist is addressing people in the middle of chaos, not a meditation retreat. God's invitation to be still comes right in the midst of the storm. I think about those moments when life feels like it's spinning out of control. Our natural response is to do something, fix something, control something. We make lists, research solutions, and exhaust ourselves trying to manage what's often unmanageable. But God says, "Be still and know that I am God." It doesn't say, "Be still and figure it out," or "Be still and make a plan." It says, "Know that I am God." It isn't about becoming passive or giving up. It's about remembering whose hands actually hold the world together. It's about loosening our white-knuckled grip on outcomes we can't control anyway. The second part of the verse reminds us that God will be exalted among the nations and in the earth. In other words, God's purposes will be accomplished with or without our frantic efforts. That's not meant to make us feel insignificant. It's meant to free us from the crushing weight of thinking everything depends on us. John Wesley talked about holy waiting, those moments when the most spiritual thing we can do is stop our striving and trust in God's timing. It's not about being lazy. It's about learning to rest in God's sovereignty while remaining open to how He might use us. Here's some good news. You don't have to have all the answers right now. You don't have to solve everything today. Sometimes the most faithful thing you can do is stop trying to escape your current circumstances and learn to be fully present with God right where you are. Father, in our noisy, restless world, teach us the sacred art of being still. Help us release what we cannot control and rest in the knowledge that You are God. Amen. This devotional was written and read by Cliff McCartney.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.